The Mouse Museum and Ray Gunwing are presented in conjunction with Klaus Oldenburg, The Street and the Store, an exhibition that examines the early years of Oldenburg's extraordinary career. The rest of the exhibition is located on the sixth floor of the museum. Curator Ann Temkin.
During the course of his life, Oldenburg has had a passion for collecting various objects. After a while, he began to sort them and categorize them as if they were the precious objects in a museum. He presented at the exhibition Documenta 5 in 1972 in Germany, the Mouse Museum, which was a structure filled with shelves into which visitors could go and observe the very painstakingly arranged dozens and dozens of little ordinary American cheap knickknacks. Along with the found things, there were also little studio-made objects that Oldenburg decided were qualified to join the Mouse Museum.
They were things somewhere between chance objects and artworks. Many of them did serve as starting points for artworks.
The museum is designed as a giant mouse head with an entrance through the nose. The mouse is a favorite motif of Oldenburg's. From the 1960s on, his geometric mouse appears throughout his work.
It comes in many sizes, all the same form. It's a kind of antidote to Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse is soft and cuddly and all curves, whereas the geometric mouse doesn't have any curves. It has rather sleepy eyes with tears attached to them. It's intended to be a symbol more of mental action than Mickey Mouse, which is more about fun.
Like many museums, the Mouse Museum soon needed to expand. In 1977, Oldenburg added the Ray Gunwing. This housed his collection of objects shaped in right angles, a form that he dubbed the Ray Gun.
If you spell Ray Gun backwards, it's Nugyar, which is very close to New York. New York, Nugyar.